Tours at your Zest. AWA Net, W2DGB.
Good morning, Bill, WA3DSP, Cape May.
Good morning, Bill, WA3KLR. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Doug, and your signal is very, very good this morning from Cape May. And we've got a lot of noise, but hopefully I'll be able to read you guys. And good morning to, I think that was Floyd in there. At any rate, back to you, Doug.
This is Tom, WA3KLR. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, you all.
And it's 9:30.
The bell has tolled. This is W3JW calling the Bruce Kelly AWA Net for June the 1st. If you had something you wanted to do in May, sorry, guys, that ship has sailed. Anyway, we will continue with this net. Starting off a new month. So that does meet on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 9:30 in the morning on 3837 plus or minus any QRM. The purpose is to talk about vintage radio equipment, how to find it, how to buy it, how to fix it, how to enjoy it, and maybe even how to sell it. Nice. We have core roster stations. We'll call those stations and then we'll open the net up to anyone that would like to join us. You don't have to be a member of the AWA to join in the net. So, today we're going to go from the top to the bottom. Bill, we've got you in here. How about giving a call for K1MPC or W2AO?
K1MPC, W2AO. W2AO, W2DGB. Nothing heard, and the noise interference is considerable, Jeff.
Okay, Bill. Well, you've got a good signal down here, so hopefully your local noise won't give you too much trouble there. How about John, K2TQN? Doug, we've got you in here, WA3DSP. How about Joe, W3GMS? Okay, we've got Tom, WA3KLR, and Troy, W3OLV. How about the Mouth of the South, WA3YNW?
Yes, indeed. WA3YNW, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Bill. Good to hear you today. How about Sam, K3GBA?
Yes, sir. Good morning all around, and a special good morning to Doug and Abby. K3GBA here. And check me in and out, please. Thank you.
Okay, Sam. Very good. Will do. And yeah, I guess Abby's probably my high. Okay, Paul, at the other poll, K4KRE.
K4KRE, good morning.
Morning, Paul. Good signal here this morning. Larry, WA8FTK.
WA8FTK here. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Larry. Sounding big over here. How about Jeff of the North, WA2RAS? Nothing heard there. Okay, that's the core roster. Do we have any other stations that would like to join the Bruce Kelly AWA net this morning?
K2TQN.
You had John in there.
Oh, really? K2TQN, were you in there?
This is K2TQN, yes.
Okay, I heard you that time, but when I called you before, there was dead air. At least here. You must have been running QRPPPPP.
No, I was taking my pills.
Let's see, the lineup for round one this morning will be W2DGB, K2TQN, WA3DSP, WA3KLR, W3OLV, WA3YNW, over to K4KRE, and Larry, WA8FTK, will be the tail gunner this time around. So, Bill, kick her off. W2DGB in the... W3JW.
Okay, very good, Jeff. W3JW. Pardon me. And the group W2DGB. Well, good morning, everyone. Good morning to Doug and Tom and Floyd and Bill of the South. And Sam, In and Out Sam. We've got you a new name for you, Sam. We're going to call you In and Out Sam. And Paul of the South and Larry. And, of course, John TQN, who came in a little late. I guess he's going to be after me. So I think I'll go that way. At any rate, I've got another one of these doggone doctor visits at 10:30 this morning. So it's an half an hour run into town, so I'm going to be leaving here by 10 o'clock. And so I'll probably be in for the second round because I'm first on the list. Let's see here. Weather-wise, we are at 58 degrees. We had a real bad thunder lightning storm last night at net time. And we had considerable amount of rain, too, and boy, did we need it. And there's going to be some more rain for the next couple of days, not as much, but they were saying it was 1 to 2 inches of rain yesterday. That could be. I really didn't check it out, but it came down. It was good. We needed it badly. At any rate, I couldn't run the get in on the net yet last night because it was just too bad. So I talked briefly to Bob Harrison up there in the Syracuse area. And I think one other, Dave, KA2J. Then I just had to shut it down and disconnect the antenna. Things were not good at all. At any rate, beyond that, nothing more to report at the moment. K2TQN in the group, W2DGB. Go ahead, John.
W2DGB in the group, K2TQN. Well, there was some fading on you there, Bill. So I guess conditions aren't real good. So I'll keep it short. Yeah, I was taking my pills to make, they're the pills that keep me alive. So I usually take them a little earlier. I was running late this morning. Actually, I slept late. So that's about it from here. WA3DSP in the group, K2TQN.
K2TQN and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP in Cape May. Okay, John and everyone else on the net this morning. Copy is good here for me, but I'm copying, obviously, on my receiver in Pennsylvania. And everybody's coming in quite well this morning. No QRN or QRM. And we're on our last day down here in Cape May. We've been down here since the beginning of last week. I had a beautiful week down here. It hasn't rained at all, but that's not a good thing, I guess. We've had to water a lot down here and water the gardens and so forth. Today it's sunny again down here, and it's about 73, 74 degrees this morning. So we may get some rain today down here, and hopefully we will. It is our last day down here. We're going to be coming up at some point today. I'm not exactly sure when. Whenever we get it all together and get the car loaded up, but it won't be a rush hour, that's for sure. It'll be either before or after today. Based on the fact that it's a little sunny out today, or it is sunny out today down here, we may wait to come back until later in the day. Abby is doing fine. She's a feisty little girl, and she's playing with Luna. And to give you some perspective, Abby weighs about 6 pounds, maybe about 6.5 now, because I weighed her several days ago. And Luna weighs about 60 pounds. So there's a 10-to-1 difference there. But they play with each other. It's amazing to watch them play. They play tug of war. They run around, and Luna is pretty good. She's pretty careful. She'll nip at Abby, but just kind of mouth her, not use her teeth. And it's amazing to see animals of such different size play, and it's good for both of them. So we're enjoying that very much. I don't know if that'll go on forever, but it's good at this point anyhow. Not too much else. We had a great week down here and enjoyed it. And we're coming back up for some air, I guess, for the week. And Lynn is leaving for California on Sunday for a couple weeks. So I'll be a bachelor there at the end of this week, taking care of two kids. And maybe I'll be coming back down here to the shore. I don't know. At some point, I guess I'll have to, because if we don't get rain, I got to come down here and water the garden. All right, very good. Over to you, Tom, WA3KLR, and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP, Cape May.
Yeah, all right, WA3DSP and the AWA Net, WA3KLR. Yeah, I guess that's two four-legged kids talking about. Hi to Sam, if you're still listening, Sam. John, TQN, you're... signal very good here. You're kicking up to 20 over 9. And I guess you're running a linear amplifier. I believe I can easily hear little fans going in the background there. So, yeah, we haven't had much rain this year, but we had some overnight. There's 2.35 inches in my rain gauge. And I guess we'll get more rain later today. I was enjoying the fact that the yard looks real nice, because every time I mow, the grass is real dry and it's not growing too fast this past week. It's all spread out and looks nice. So, but with the rain we're getting, the grass is really going to grow like crazy again this week. So, I might have mentioned in the past, I have about a 40-year-old Radio Shack electronics trainer kit. It has a subtitle name of Science Fair. It's got about 50 components on it, and it has these pair of springs out beyond each component lead, and then I guess I'll supply some wires. But I bought this thing at a yard sale about the 20 years ago, and I was going to give it to my brother's son, but his parents said he didn't think he'd be interested in electronics, so it always just sat around here, and now I'm cleaning it up and pulling dust and checking out all the components. Looks like there's two capacitors I have to look at and probably replace. And so that's what I'm doing here. During this net, the one last one I was on, sitting here on the floor, going through all the 50 components on the breadboard of this 150 in one project training breadboard. So, some of the parts, like some ICs, I don't think I'm going to be able to check there. We'll just have to build up some of the projects and see if they work. So with that, it goes over to Floyd, W3OLV in the group, WA3KLR.
WA3KLR, KLR in the group, W3OLV. Well, we're copying all signals today, and I have a half decent noise level, but it's 1.5. That's getting close to the one I normally have, so I'm happy with that. That's good enough. I looked in my rain gauge, managed to get a half inch of rain, only a half inch, but that's better than nothing at all. Several of the storms I was watching on the radar scooted around us. The first group of green buses that went by broke up in the middle, and one part went to the north of me and the other part went to the south, and I didn't get a drop. But the second time, we did get a little bit of lightning and thunder, and it went right through here, but it real fast, and we managed to get about a half inch in my rain gauge. So I'm happy to get that. By the way, I do hear some minor static crashes right now, but they're not regular and they're way off in the distance. But we do hear them. What else do we have? I guess that's about it. Oh, I got up a little earlier today and put some flowers out on the front porch. I have flowers along the front windows in the kitchen, and it's about time to get them out there on the front porch. And so we managed to do that before the net here today. So that's very unusual. Usually I don't have much time between breakfast and getting in here and working the net. So we managed to do that. I guess it did mention 72 degrees cloudy. That's about it here. Copy all signals, no problems whatsoever. And let's see, I guess we turn it over to you. Well, Bill of the South, I think we call you. You always have a good signal up here. And in fact, all signals are very good today, considering this time of the year. And very little PUSB, but usually by the second round of go-around, I start noticing more QSB. So here comes Bill, W-A-T-Y-N-W, and the Bruce Kelly Memorial Net, W-3-O-L-B.
Okay, Floyd, thank you. W-3-O-L-B and A-W-A, Bruce Kelly Net, W-A-3-Y-N-W. Well, right now, your peaks, you're hitting about 40 over, so no problem copying there. In fact, all signals are good today. And we're sitting at 79 degrees right now, a beautiful sunshiny day. We were supposed to have gotten some rain, so said the weatherman, but it didn't materialize, not here anyway. Maybe somebody else on the shore got it, but it bypassed Mount Vernon, and we could certainly use some. I got thinking about it, and when it was Saturday, cut the yard. I think it's better go ahead and do that. If we get all this rain they're talking about, I don't need a bush hog to get through it, but anyway, it didn't happen, so I think probably later on this week we may get some. Looking into the telecast while I go to show it about Midwest, so we shall see what's going on. As far as radio is concerned, not a whole lot. Didn't see too much activity on it this weekend. So just got in here and pedaled right this, that, and the other, and just letting go of that. Anyway, Doug sounds like the puppy's settling in real nice, and I'm sure the other dogs probably welcome to company, you know, has quite a play with. So a lot of times when like that, they get off pretty good. I know our cats we've got here, they, of course, they're all out of one letter, so to speak, and they're rescue cats, all of them. And every now and then you get a little arching and spitting and hissing when somebody gets their nose out of joint, but other than that, it does pretty good. Rather comical to watch them at times. Anyway, Paul, how's it going down in the sunny south this morning? K4KRE, AWA, Bruce Kelly, and WA3YNW.
Okay, well, it's too much time. Actually, it's, I guess you call it partly sunny here, but sun's out. We have a few drops of rain here tonight. I don't think we have very much. The grass ground is wet. But the grass is really moving. So, let's see. Singles are back. A little bit of PSP here and there, a little DTP came in with, initially with a very strong signal, and then it dropped down, then it came back up. So, it isn't there, a little bit of a but the signals are starting to move in, but thank God for that. Well, radio activity this weekend is coming together as dramatic, according to the risks. Demonstrated at the luncheon. Joe wants a schematic on it, so we're just putting that together. And that's been about it. And for this weekend, except to do some house cleaning and do the conference committee thing. Okay, so over the line is WAASTK, WAWAKKRE.
Okay, Paul, very good. K4KRE in the group. WA.TK. Well, I guess everything's cool here. We've switched over to the inverted. We're not on the inverted V now. But we had switched over just to see what kind of difference we had in the signal level. And they're pretty much the same. So I think when we come back on the second round, we're going to be on the inverted V. Of course, the later in the morning we get, the propagation seems to kind of gradually fade out. But sometime this morning and probably late this afternoon, we're going to be out doing some more yard work, cleaning up the place. I ripped out a bunch of ivy. Oh, man, I tell you, that stuff is terrible. The ivy vines, you know, they're in the, buried in the ground, you know, and you pull on one, and you pull it, you pull it, you pull it, you finally break it off, and then you got this 10-foot length of vine. But I think what I'm going to do over the summer, I'm going to pull up every one of those stupid vines that are out there in that yard so that at least when you look at the yard, it'll be pine-covered, pine-needle-covered. I've got a section of my yard between the house and Hayward Avenue that is nothing but pine needles. No grass. No grass. Just pine needles. It's a bed of pine needles. It looks nice. It's a piece of grass I don't have to mow. Except as long as that ivy's growing out there, I do have to mow it every couple of weeks to keep it down. But yeah, that's one thing that happened over the years when I wasn't here. That ivy grew up. It grew up a tree, and it was responsible for that branch coming down when we had a heavy snowstorm. Yeah, the ivy on that branch, the ivy line, and there were two of them on there. They were, I don't know, about 3/8 of an inch in diameter. And that's a pretty big vine. And I got a couple other trees that have got those big vines on them. And now that we got some additional power tools, we're just going to go out there and we're going to hack them off. Hack them off at the base. Then in the summertime when the trees are green, there'll be a bunch of brown up there. From the dead ivy, okay. All right, so back to you, Jeff. W3JWWA8FTK.
Okay, no, Larry. WA8FTK in the net. This is W3JW. You find business. I guess you might say that all that yard work, Larry, is divine. Anyway, good luck on ridding the area, particularly where it might impact your antenna farm. Hi. We've got a lot of it around here, mostly out in the woods, and we on an annual basis, typically about this time of year, just after the spring road sprout, we throttle it back to make sure it doesn't get up in the limbs of the tree. We keep it on the bottom 10 or 15 feet of the tree trunk, and it looks sort of colorful. The other downside of it is it harbors mosquitoes. Mosquitoes love to get in under the stove and make a pretty dance in hot weather. So we find that there are a lot of mosquitoes in Ivy Park. Anyway, good copy on all stations here that first round, so we'll chalk that one up as a success. Before we set up our second round, do we have any late check-ins, Owen? Nothing heard. Okay, we need to get Mr. Bill on the road. So, Bill, take it away. You'll be number one on round two. On over to John, K2TQN. To Doug, WA3DSD, refereeing the dog wrestling match. Tom, WA3KLR. Boy, 3OLV. Mr. Bill, WA3YNW. Paul, K4KRE. And Larry, we'll get back it up. So, W2DCB, W3JW.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. W3JW and the group W2DGB, well, we have a totally overcast day. It's very quiet, and I'm sure we're going to get more rain, but not, at least not for the foreseeable future, like a few hours or a couple of hours, whatever. At any rate, I have to leave here in about 4 minutes, so the timing is very good. And thank you for putting me first on the list there, Jeff. Doug, I'm very envious of you having those two puppies. And it must be a great joy to watch them cavort around there. And I'm really a dog lover. Actually, I'm a cat lover, too. I like them both. But we've had some good cats here and some good pups. And one of them disappeared, this being a farming area or a resort area and so on. So one of them just plain disappeared. I never did find him. He was a puppy, but I think he got out on the road. Somebody picked him up, and away he went. So, and, other than that, I got a lot of enjoyment out of these pups. They were a lot of work, and there are no more animals in our future, unfortunately. At any rate, so be it. And by the way, pups and cats and so on, especially puppies, are a great source of amusement and so on for nursing homes. People, inmates of the nursing homes, think these animals are just great. So once in a while, some good nursing home will bring a pup in and just have a ball. Occasionally, there'll be one in residence, of all things. Okay, I'll see you guys down the line. I didn't make any notes about anything, so very good. Take care, and have a good week. W2DGV over to K2TQN. Go ahead, John.
Okay, Bill. Fine business, and make sure you stick out your tongue real far and say, ah, for the doctor. And he'll say, everything's fine, go back home. Hope everything works out. I got my heart pacemaker appointment on Wednesday. The battery's getting low, and I'm hoping they're going to change it before the battery runs out. That's going to be the topic of my conversation when I see the doctor. I don't want to wait a couple of months to have it replaced. It's time to get it done. We shall see. If all of a sudden I'm not here, you know the battery went dead. Though they tell me this shouldn't be a problem. They tell me it's just like in your car where your car reads empty, but you still have an extra gallon in there. Well, I don't believe them, but I hope that's right. Anyhow, doctor stuff. I'm going to change the subject. Larry, I think what you should do is you should plant a couple of new trees, tie your antenna to the top of them, and then watch them grow and watch that antenna go up into the sky. Your signal's real good this morning here. Doug, and with your dogs, I can see who's running the house now. I expected that when you were talking about getting the pup and filling us in right along. So we know who's in charge in the house. WA3DSP, K2TQN.
K2TQN and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP. Yeah, you're right, John. She's a feisty little girl, and a lot of times these little terriers are. But she's really cute, she's nice, and she really is affectionate. So we love her. We love her a lot. John, you're going to have to get a solar panel on your head tied into that battery, and then you won't have to get it replaced. It can just recharge it. Kind of like your flag out there. Anyhow, Bill DGB, you're very, very right about the nursing homes and the retirement homes. I plan to take Abby over to my mom's retirement home. Where she lived for 22 years. And I still know some people over there, and I'm in contact with them, and I said that they're very interested in seeing Abby. So I'm going to make an arrangement, go over there and take her over and show her to some of the people over there at my mom's, where my mom used to live. Of course, my mom passed about 2 years ago, but it's always nice to go back to those facilities and see some of the people. On your ivy, Larry, I don't like to use it any more than I have to, but I do use Roundup for weeds, especially in my driveway. It's too hard to try and get rid of it any other way. And that may be your answer, Roundup. Spray it with Roundup, it'll kill it to the roots. You won't have to worry about it anymore. Because with ivy, it's just a pain in the butt. You'll pull it up, there'll still be some roots under there. You'll be pulling it up for the rest of your life. And if there's no other vegetation around there that you care about killing, you could use Roundup. Roundup will only kill green vegetation. It doesn't have any ground, capability. So it's not going to kill the tree or anything like that. So there's no problem with that at all. You don't have to worry about the ground killing of the tree or anything. And I don't like to use it, but it sure makes my job easier in the summer in a lot of areas around my house. And I definitely don't use it anywhere where there's any animals, any of my animals, in the backyard or anything like that. Okay, guys, have a great day. It's a beautiful day down here in Cape May so far, but I guess we're going to get some rain later on. I'm kind of hoping we do because we really need it. The grass is waiting for some rain down here. And Tom, good to hear you on this morning. Hope everything's well with you. And hopefully we can get together at some point. I'm not sure. I think I'll probably be around for the Philmont meeting next week. This week is the mid-month board meeting. You can go to that in Hatboro, but I know you're not going to come down for that. But maybe the general meeting next week we can get together if you want to come down for the meeting. All right, over to you, Tom, WA3KLR at 73 to the net. I am recording the net this morning, and today is June the 1st, 2015, so we'll put that in there for posterity. WA3KLR and the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP, Cape May.
Yeah, all right, Doug, WA3DSP and the AWA Net, WA3KLR. Well, I wasn't planning to attend the regular monthly meeting this month, Doug. I think it's going to be on D-Star related stuff, which I'm not interested in. I know you are interactive in that. I may have the topic wrong, but I think that's what it is. So, I did mention some more on the rain. We really didn't have any rain all year here, probably a tenth of an inch over the last month or two until last night. And then there was a little bit of rain at the beginning of the season. But, as the guy who has to mow quite a few acres of grass, I prefer the drought, but there is a lot of farmland around here, so I think my wife has a garden too. She's been last weekend. So at this point, I think everything is in. And there was some standing water out there this morning, so the garden will get a good shot in the butt here. And I did mention this electronics trainer. I'm going to give it to a guy at work. He does machining type work, but he's expressed an interest to me several times that he wants to learn electronics, and I've given him one of my old Air Force tech school books, and I told him I'm checking out this trainer. I was just testing the variable capacitor. It's probably the type that would be in a little pocket transistor radio. And it's reading open from the springs above, so it's probably just a poor connection. I don't think the capacitor can go bad, but it's probably one of those miniature air variables that actually has, I think with like a polyethylene sheet between all the capacitor blades. So There you are. I'm going to be doing some paperwork here today. Finally finished up the annual garden tractor maintenance. I've been doing a little bit every weekend, and I think it was the day before yesterday I cleaned out the engine air filters and lubricated some steering bearings on the tractor and lubricated the front wheel bearings. So with that, we're all done. But I'm going to have the garden or the garden tractor place pick up the tractor in a couple of weeks. I think the PTO clutch plate is just about totally worn thin. So we need to get that changed. That's not something I want to tackle myself. So with that, over to Floyd, W3OLV in the group, WA3KLR.
WA3KLR and the group, W3OLV. When you mentioned those training manuals and what have you, I have a few of them around here, but some of them I guess I got rid of. That when I was in the service, I went to radio school in Madison, Wisconsin, where I took up radio. Then I went to Snoot Field for electronics course. And then I went to Boca Raton, Florida for the radar school. And I have some of those manuals. What's left of them, I have to pick them up and take a look at them. Bring back memories. I sure had fun when I went into service. Really helped me a lot. And my career. Quite interesting. I hope the guy takes interest in your the deal there you have, Tom. And it's nice to get other people interested in electronics. That's about it here. I guess I mentioned I had a half inch of rain, which I was very, I wished it was a little more. I think we had a half inch a week or two ago, and that's about it. So we're way behind schedule, and the ground is quite dry here. So that half inch helped. It was quite interesting how those storms, like I mentioned in the first go-around, it broke up in the middle. The line of storms have been moving to the east. One went around to the north, the other around the south, and we were just dry. But the second one, we did catch that half inch. So we're fortunate enough to get that. That's about it here. A nice group of people here today. I sure enjoyed talking to everyone. So I guess we'll turn it over to you, Bill. And by the way, I did note a little more QSB on some of the signals this go around. Not severe, but enough to note. WA3YNW and the Bruce Kelly Memorial Net, W3OLV.
Okay, Floyd, real fine. W3OLV and AWA, Bruce Kelly Net, WA3YNW. Okay, no, well, signals are still holding up real fine here. No problem whatsoever. Yeah, John, you're talking about your pacemaker. I have one too, but last time I went and had it checked, I've got about maybe 2 years left on the battery, so I'm still charged up pretty good, so to speak. Oh, brother, I tell you what, the medical technology has come a long way, especially in those things, too. Luckily for me, I don't have the defibrillator, which I'm totally ready to death with. A friend of mine had both. He had the pacemaker and the tip, and he said, boy, when that thing went off, he knew it. Oh, man, I can just visualize because they're pretty high voltage. Anyway, I don't have much more to add to that. The signals are still holding up good. Anyway, good pass all 7th grade. Everyone have a nice week coming up. I can't believe that this is 1st of June already. Gosh, time really flies. Anyway, 7-3 all around, and here she comes, Paul, K4KRE and AWA. Net. This is WA3YNW.
W-A. W-A-3-Y-N-W and the AWA K4KRE. Okay, well, I just checked in on the next I'll get there. I told the brother back of the microphone, but got it all squared away then. At any rate, on that ivy, be careful of that ivy climbing up your tree. It'll suck the light right out of your tree. I had that happen to one of mine. Yeah, it's gone. I didn't watch it enough. It got away from me, and it's got three. And pretty good size three also. Daddy's chugging, you know, he'll be good, soon doing that wireless.
Okay, Paul. Very good. K4KRE in the group, WA8FTK. And my speaker's talking back to me. Oh, well. I guess we'll have to put up with it for now. Interesting, though, when I was on the dipole, it wasn't, but now it is, and I don't know, but my watt meter seems to be on the peaks, seems to be a lot higher with this antenna than my horizontal, where the signals are down, which is what I expected. But I'll try that roundup. I've got some. It's about 3-4 years old, but I guess it'll still work. So over to you, Jeff, W3JW, WA8FTK.
Okie doke, Larry, very good. WA8FTK, this is W3JW. Well, maybe roundup is like a fine wine. It only improves with age. Hi, hi. Okay. We've gotten past the shot clock hour. Everybody's had two shots at it. Anybody got any final comments or any late check-ins for the net?
WA3DSP.
Okay, I got two of them. Doug, and then who was the other station? Okay, Doug, take it and turn it over to Paul.
Okay, very good. I just wanted to comment that I think I got my problem fixed here. It was probably an intermittent in my antenna tuner. I opened it up and deoxided it, that's a new word, and it seems to be holding up now, so I'm glad it's not the transceiver. And I did want to sked with Tom very briefly after the net, K4KRE. And the Bruce Kelly AWA Memorial Net, WA3DSP.
WA3DSP and WA Net K4KRE. I just wanted to comment to Larry that his signal at my location was better on the dipole than it was with the inverted C. Both signals strong enough, but certainly the dipole was better signal. So that's all I have, 73. Back to Jeff, W3KW, and the AWA K4KRE.
Okay, no, very good, Paul. I'm sure Larry appreciates that report. Okay, we'll say good morning to everyone. We'll sign the net clear and let the frequency go back to regular use. And we look forward to seeing you on Wednesday when hopefully Roy will be in here being Master of Ceremonies. 73's for the day, and everyone stay cool. W3JW closing down the AWA net for Monday, June the 1st.
73, Jeff, WA3KLR, WA3DSP.
WA3KLR. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, hi, Tom. I just wanted to let you know I sold the deck, the 48-inch deck, from my tractor on Craigslist. The guy didn't pick it up yet, but I expect there's going to be a check up there in the mail when I get back up. $250. I didn't want to get greedy. The brand new one sells for about 1500 or somewhere in there, 1200, 1500. And this one is about 10 years old, and I've already rebuilt one of the spindles once. So it was good just to get it to somebody that could use it rather than trashing it, because I imagine they probably would have trashed it if I left it on the tractor. And this guy said he would have taken the whole tractor if... you know, and if I had known that, I would have gone that route. But I didn't want to take the chance of having it sit in the yard there, so I let the guys from Littles take it away. But I really love the new John Deere. It's a great tractor, and that four-wheel steering is just amazing. It's great for, I don't think it would benefit you, but for my yard where I have to go around trees and stuff, I mean, it'll trim around a tree 9 inches in diameter, so it really works well. WA3KLR, WA3DSP.
Okay, Doug, WA3KLR. Well, it seems to me what you got for the deck was pretty good as it was. What model tractor was that?
You're talking about the wheel horse or the new one?
Well, actually, I was the old one, but I'd like to have the new model number two.
Well, the old one was what's your model number?
520. Yours was maybe a 518 or a 516.
Yeah, it was a 518. 518. That's why I was trying to think of what the number was. Yeah, it was a 518. And the engine blew up, and but you know, the rest of it was in fairly good shape. I mean, now that I have the John Deere, I mean, the John Deere just cuts the grass so much nicer than the wheel horse did. It's just amazing the difference. But you know, that gave me good service for about 10 years or so, and it certainly gave Jim Spencer a good service before that. So he put a new deck on it. I guess the original deck had rotted out. He put a new one on, and the deck is in really, you know, even though he used it for a couple of years and I've used it for probably almost 10, it's in really good shape. So no problem there. I think my model is a 324. I believe that's what it is, the John Deere. Over.
Yeah, it seems like an odd number to give to a tractor. It probably, 24 probably stands for 24 horsepower. So, you had a, probably an 18 horse engine on your wheel horse. Was it an Onan engine?
Yeah, I believe it was. The 4 stands for four wheel drive, believe it or not. But it is around a 25 horsepower engine on it. It's a Kawasaki engine.
Yeah, okay. I think a lot of the ATVs have Kawasaki, so I don't know. Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I might get something new someday and leave mine set up all year round with the snow blower. Yeah, I got a new deck years ago, and I'm glad I thought of it at the time. And because a lot of stuff for my tractor now is getting discontinued, and for years I was thinking about getting a new seat, but the seat's discontinued. And the one arm didn't work too well. It just hung straight down, and I thought it was bent, but I had never really looked at it. I figured the previous owner's son had jumped up and down on the armrest one day, but the armrest bracket, which is an additional kit that bolts across the rear of the seat back, there's 10 nuts there on the metal seat back. And then this armrest kit folded on there. And here, there's set screws, large set screws that you can adjust at what angle the armrests sit at. So I adjusted the one armrest that got it up a little higher, but the other one, the set screws completely frozen. And I worked at it, but then the metal insert into the plastic body of the arm is moving now. So maybe later today I'll try to drill this thing out and probably try to tap the whole thing for maybe like a 3/8 or 7/16 natural force bolt. And maybe that'll do the same job. But it's either that or get a new, there's aftermarket seats. I was at the tractor store a couple days ago for this, and there's aftermarket seats, but they're small seats. It's weird. They're so fine, very short. And I wouldn't have any armrest. So I'm thinking about if I can get this seat repulsor and then drill out this set screw on the one armrest to get a bolt in there that'll work. I can have my feet and eat it. The guys are trying to find my escape. Name of one upholster that might be able to do tractor seats. You know, not like doing furniture, but it's a plastic, kind of a molded shaped plastic cover, and then it goes onto that metal seat frame. So, I don't know if you know of any place that might be able to actually refurbish the seat. You know, the plastic is all wiped up and cracked. So that tractor is about 27, 28 years old. I've been here 25 years. And when I moved in, the previous owner had bought that tractor. So as you know, I'm on the second engine, and yeah, I've had a good deck for many years. So I guess I'm definitely, you know, getting the life out of that tractor. And I had some electrical problems last week. I had run it 2 days in a row, and I came out the next morning to drive it into the garage to look at these armrests. And it wouldn't start at all. Like, it was like the battery was dead. I got my voltmeter, and the battery was fine. So somehow the 12 volts had just been opened up somewhere early in the voltage distribution. And the next day I came out with my own meter and pulled out fuses after looking at the schematic, because I had never had to troubleshoot any electrical problems before. And, I pulled out the fuses to ohm them out, and they were okay, but the blades were very corroded. And I was going to clean the blades and put the oxygen on them, and I said, you know what? Those automotive blade fuses are 28 years old, Tom. You don't be cheap. I have a Sorbic kit, so I have put two brand new ones in, and yeah, that was the problem. And then I noticed, you know, there's a lot of subtle problems the last few years that I didn't realize what it was. You know, I would turn on and off the headlight switch, and then the headlight would finally come on, and I just thought it was a dirty headlight switch. Well, I hardly ever use the headlights. I used to mow in the dark a lot when I first bought the place, because I'd get home at work at like about 5:30, and I'd jump on the tractor and try to get it all done. You know, and maybe mow just a little bit after sunset. But all these other subtle electrical problems I had noticed went away, and even there wasn't any problem cranking. The ignition system is probably getting full voltage again. So, micro switches, the seat switch and another switch last fall before winter. WA3DSC, WA3KLR. Thank you.
WA3KLR, WA3DSP, Cape May. Okay, Tom, your signal took a couple of dives there during that transmission, but I got most all of it. I think we're getting pretty late today here for this kind of pass, but actually I'm receiving you from Richboro, so hopefully you're copying me. But fine on the electrical system. Yeah, I had a lot of problems with my wheel horse. In fact, the last year I had it, I jump-started it. Well, not jump-started it, but I actually had to run 12 volts from the battery. I used a little jumper cable over to the starter solenoid to get it started. And I just didn't feel like ripping everything apart trying to figure out where the problem was. There's a lot of... Well, there's a lot more in the John Deere, but in the wheel horse, you know, there was a lot of safety electronics in there, or electrical, not electronics, so that you couldn't, you know, you couldn't start it with the blades engaged. You couldn't, it would stop when you got off the seat, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And a lot of times that stuff, as it gets older, all those switches get bad. And that's a lot of times why you can't start it, you know, because something is not making it. I know on mine, the mechanical lever on the wheel horse, the mechanical lever that engaged the PTO, there's a little micro switch there, and that was giving me problems for a while. So, you know, it's always something when that on the older tractors. I mean, you're talking something that's... almost 30 years old, and it's been out in the elements all those years. It, you know, it takes its toll. So hopefully you'll be able to keep it running for a while, and you know, I'm sure you would enjoy a new one, but they're not cheap, so you have to take that into consideration also. All right, Tom, I'm going to say 7-3, and hopefully we can hook up sometime, maybe during the month of June. And I can get that antenna and try it out down here at my house. WA3KLR, WA3DSP.
There, all right, Doug. Okay, I'll see you. WA3DSP, WA3KLR is clear.
Okay, Tom, and I forgot to comment on your reupholstery. Now, I don't really know any place, but when I bought the John Deere, I got a seat cover for it. I bought a seat cover. And you can buy seat covers probably at a tractor supply place and put it over top of that. And I did it on the John Deere immediately to protect the original seat because, you know, the John Deere seats are that yellow color, yellow and green. And that would show dirt almost immediately. So the cover is the same color as the seat. So it looks like the seat, but it's a nice pouch cover that you put over the seat, and it's got actually has some storage capability in the back. It has some pouches in the back to put things in. So you might consider that, just putting a seat cover over top of it. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for mentioning that, Doug. I never thought of something like that existing. What kind of material is that made of?
It's cloth. I'm not exactly sure. It's some kind of cloth, but it's pretty rugged, and it can be washed. You can take it off and wash it if you want to. Over.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. My seat also has a gas spring to keep the seat up when you fill the tank up with gas. I've replaced that once or twice before, and that's been shot for many years. I used to stick my foot up one of my feet and up there on the seat while I'm pouring gas in, and the guy at the tractor place told me a lot of people have been dictating as well. When I'm doing maintenance, the annual maintenance of the tractor in the garage, I put a 2x4 up there. Yeah, if I'm going to keep this seat, the gas springs are $50 off the web. That's the best price. So, yeah, it's, I'm going to keep it sorry, 73 Doug, WA3KLR is clear.
Yeah, my spring was shot from the time I got it from Jim, so I had a piece of board that I cut, that I pried under there when I filled the gas tank. The nice thing about the John Deere is that the seat the seat goes forward and stays there. It stays there under its own weight, so it doesn't need a spring, and that works out real well. And also, the John Deere has a gas port that's not directly under the seat. It's more to the side of the tractor, and it's got a great big opening in it, so you can't miss it, you know, when you're pouring in. It's a real wide opening and a real big gas cap on there. Works out real well. Yeah, you should check out the covers. I don't know if they have a generic one. I mean, you could always go to the John Deere store and get one of theirs, but the only problem is that you have arms on yours, so it may not cover real well with the arms. You may have to somehow get it around the arms because it's not made for a seat. At least the one I have is not made for a seat that has arms.
All right, have a good day, Doug. We'll talk to you later. WA3KLR, WA3DSP, 73. Yeah, let's see here. Okay, Doug. Yeah, you just went into a thing, so I presume I might be quite weak. All right, 73, WA3KLR is clear.
Hey, this is K3GBA, and I've been listening to you guys. Tom, your signal just faded a little bit, and Doug's signal, and I think he's transmitting from the Cape. But Doug, your signal did not feed, no QSB on it at all. Very solid and very, very strong. But Tom's signal did drop down, but still readable and no problem. And I did want to say good morning to you, Tom. I wanted to do that in the beginning, and I didn't get to it. So anyway, this is K3GBA. I don't have anything in particular, but good morning to you guys, and 73.
Are you at home?
Yes, I'm in Rushland.
Okay, because I think I heard you on the, I was listening to the 3993 net yesterday, which is a very rare occasion. I was doing tractor maintenance in the garage, but I think another thing, 73, Sam and Doug, WA3K.
See you later.
Yeah, 73 Sam, I'll see you later on, maybe from Pennsylvania. We're headed up today later on. K3G.
Roger, good signal from Cape May if you're using the one up here and down there. By the way, do you think you'll be going to the board meeting in Hatboro?
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I'm not sure yet, though, Sam. Go ahead.
Well, I have a problem. I'd like to go, and I do have my driver's license now, but they stuck this thing where I got to drive in the daylight. And so I'm going to try and see if I can't get that erased some way or another so I can drive at night. But I was wondering if I could kind of ride along if you're going to go to the meeting. I like to go to the board meetings. Over.
Okay, Sam. Well, if I'm going, I'll let you know. I won't know probably for another day or so yet, but I'll let you know.
That sounds good to me, and don't make any special efforts or anything, I'm only asking if you happen to go that way, if I could ride with you. And that's a big pain in the neck, this thing on my license, but I'm going to try and get that changed. And we'll see you later, and tell Abby I said give her a pat on the head. WA3DSP, K3GBA.
Okay, Sam 73, WA3DSP, Cape May is going QRT.
See you later.